I seek refuge in Allah. I seek refuge in Allah. The all-hearing, all-knowing from Satan.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Salatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'udhu billahi min ash-shaytwani rajim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Salatu wassalamu alayki ya Rasulullah. Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habib Allah. As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Nabi Allah. Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nur Allah. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Mandi Channel, welcome to another silsila of Reality of Shaitan. And today, the topic which we bring to you is Satanic Whispers. So this is our topic today. Before we go into our topics, let's listen to a blessing of Durood e Pak, sending peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There are many benefits of this. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, adore your gatherings by reciting salat upon me, as this will be nur, light for you on the day of judgment. My dear Islam brothers and viewers, whenever we recite peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this brings about benefit and blessings. Normally, we would sit on our own and recite durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But whenever you gather amongst your friends, amongst your relatives, or religious gatherings, we should get into the habit of reciting peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and adoring them gatherings, beautifying them gatherings by reciting peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And alhamdulillah, how I wish that in our every righteous, every gathering, we could do this by starting that gathering, by sending peace and blessings, salutations upon the best of mankind, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Imagine what that gathering would be like. Normally people think that reciting peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is done in a religious gathering. But if you were to gather amongst your family, when you gather amongst your family, just start by reciting peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When you gather amongst your friends, start by reciting peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And inshallah, by adoring the gathering, by reciting peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, on Yawm al-Qiyamah, on the day of judgment, this will be light for us. This will be nur for us. Alhamdulillah, all this benefit by reciting peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when we are gathering. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to gather and then recite peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So my dear Islam brothers and viewers, our silsila has been going on regarding the reality of shaitan. Up to now we have covered that who shaitan is, and what this cursed devil, what the declaration shaitan made, the tricks of shaitan. We have covered these things, and today we're going to cover another very important topic, and that is whispers of shaitan. As we know that how dangerous the whispers of shaitan are, and what is meant by whispers of shaitan. Whispers are called waswasa. Waswasa literally means whispers. And in the terms of Sharia, evil thoughts and ideas. So these are whispers which Shaitan whispers unto the hearts. And Shaitan hasn't left anyone from his whispers. No matter if the person is a believer, he's involved in the whispers of Shaitan. Someone who obeys Shaitan, a disbeliever, a transgressor, who is already obeying Shaitan, Shaitan continues to whisper into his heart also. So my dear Islam brothers, today's topic are regarding the whispers of Shaitan. It is stated in the book Tafsir al-Baghawi, waswasa is the thought that Shaitan produces in the heart of human beings. Now Shaitan, he produces these thoughts unto the hearts of the human beings, and he does it in a different way with different people. And many people are tricked in different ways. The waswasas are different to different people. Some have less waswasas, less whispers. Some have a lot more whispers. Their whole life is based on the whispers of Shaitan. That's how much they are tied upon this. And obviously, according to one status, the whispers of Shaitan are attacked in a similar way. And the whispers of Shaitan to the worshippers of Allah, those who worship Allah, Shaitan oppose them. and showing more enmity towards them. So those who are involved in the worship of Allah, those who are involved in following the command of Allah Azawajal, in the ibadat of Allah Azawajal, shaitan opposes them because of his enmity, his hatred for them. And he tries to whisper into their minds, whispers unto their heart to divert them away from practicing the deen, from following the teaching of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from learning the knowledge of deen. Shaitan is out there trying to move the person away from these righteous actions. And obviously, weak people, they get caught in the whispers of shaitan even more. And you will see sometimes when someone is weak, he's taken over by the whispers of shaitan to such a degree, to such an extent that all the time he's in doubt. He's in doubt whether he's making wudu, he's doubt whether he's reading namaz, he's doubt whether his clothes on his body are pure or not. Like this, he's in doubt regarding the beliefs. He's in doubt in so many ways. And weak people are overtaken by the whispers of shaitan. And may Allah Azawajal protect us from the whispers of shaitan. We should continue asking Allah Azawajal from protection from this cursed devil, from the shaitan. And Allah Azawajal has said to his beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in the verse 97 to 98 in Surah Al-Mu'minun in para 18, translation from Kanzul Iman, and say, O my Lord, I seek your refuge from the whispers of the devil. And my Lord, I seek your refuge from their coming to me. My dear Islam brothers and viewers, everyone is accompanied by an angel. Everyone is accompanied by a shaitan. And Imam Muhammad Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi, he writes in Minhaj al-Abidin that Allah Azawajal has pointed an angel on the hearts of every human being. And the angel will continue inviting him towards righteous. This angel is called Mulhim. And his invitation is called Ilham. On the other hand, shaitan is also pointed by Allah Azawajal. The shaitan invites him towards evil. This shaitan is called Waswas. And its invitation is called Waswasa. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi, he further answers. He states that most scholars are on the opinion that the angels, they invite towards righteousness, and shayateen, the devils, only invite towards evil. But Imam Muhammad Ghazali rahmatullah, he also mentions another thing here. He says, my spiritual guide, my sheikh, he says that sometimes shaitan also make a person do a minor good instead of a major good, or a major sin that is more severe than the reward. Example is that if a person has performed a pious deed, shaitan makes him indulge in self-satisfaction. So these two things Imam Muhammad Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned, that has said shaitan makes a person do a minor good action rather than a huge good action. And you find sometimes like this, examples can be given. Sometimes you're involved in a mustahab, a rewarding action, and you continue to do it, and like this he makes you miss out your farz action. The compulsory actions are gone, you're involved in mustahab. And regarding this, Shaykh Tariqat Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatuhum al-Aliyah, he focuses our mind towards an action which is compulsory, an action which is farz, and that is obeying our parents. Now if the parents, they stop you from going to a gathering of zikr, a gathering of remembrance, or gathering of naat in the praise of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, these are gatherings of mustahab, a rewardable action. But the order of the parents, the hukum of the parents to stay home, this is compulsory, this is farz upon you. Now for you to listen to your parents rather than going to the gathering. And in a similar way, there could be other means of gaining that type of goodness. So you could do that, but keep in mind, someone doesn't listen to his parents, he leaves his home, he goes without the permission of his parents, and he spends the whole night in a gathering of naat, in a gathering of zikr, and his parents are unhappy with him. They are unhappy with him. This way, he has earned himself the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's involved himself in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by not listening to the command of his parents. So my dear Islam brothers, like this, shaitan diverts the people by making them do a mustahab action, a virtuous action, a rewardable action, but he moves them away from faraiz, from wajibat. Sometimes it could be that a person might be sitting there And he gets him involved in reciting Naat, doing the zikr of Allah. And like this, the time of his prayer is gone. So we have to be very careful in regards to the attacks of shaitan in these ways. And a similar thing, he will make us do a good action. So some, in a similar way, shaitan, the devil, Iblis, sometimes will make us do a good action. And after that, he will make us feel so proud of ourselves that, oh, we have done something great. For example, today, you know, you find that people who have given some wealth to charity, and then they feel to themselves, I have done this so good, such a great. Someone has got someone married, you know, a poor person, a poor girl married, and then he feels so much in himself that, wow, look what I've done. Someone spent the night in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in doing nafli ibadat. He feels in the morning, he feels himself, and there's a self-satisfaction. He's involved in being proud, over-proud of himself. So my dear Islamic brothers, these are the tricks of shaitan, these are the whispers of shaitan. Same way in many other actions regarding nawafil, regarding fasting, regarding charity, regarding helping the poor, building a masjid. And shaitan is involved us in doing good, but end of the day, we lose that reward because of riya. My dear Islamic brothers, this Iblis, this shaitan, when a child of shaitan is born, that child is named Hamzad. It's called Hamzad in Persian, and in the Arabic, this is called Waswas. So when a child of shaitan is born, he is called Hamzad in Persian, and in Arabic, it's called Waswas. And Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala, who has narrated that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, each of you is accompanied by a jinn, i.e. shaitan, as well as an angel. People asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even you? He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even I am accompanied by him, but Allah azza wa jal helped me against him, making him a Muslim. He now gives me suggestions only on goodness. So my dear Islamic brothers, everyone else has a devil with them. Everyone else has a shaitan with them. And the devil, the shaitan, he doesn't give up. He continues to try to divert us away from the straight path. Everyone is accompanied by the devil, by Iblis, by shaitan like this, who is diverting him, who is constantly whispering into his heart, try to move him away from the straight path. And I mentioned earlier, those people who are disbelievers, who are transgressors, who are sinners, shaitan doesn't even give up with them, who are constantly involved in doing wrong. Yet shaitan continues to whisper to them as well. He continues to make them go worse and worse. So imagine what will be the condition of those people who are acting upon the deen, those people who are following the sharia, those people who have learned the knowledge of deen, those scholars of deen, how shaitan is attacking them. And you know, sometimes when you find out that a religious person or religious personality has done something wrong, even that we don't even go into the depths of finding out, was this a reality? But we start to think, oh, look at this person, he has done this, so-and-so imam has done this, so-and-so muballigh has done this action. And we are thinking that, you know, this person could not do this. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers, shaitan, Iblis is with everyone. He's tried to divert everyone away from the teaching of Islam. And the scholars, the people with knowledge, first of all, how he tries to prevent them from acting upon the deen, from the teachings of the Holy Quran. First of all, before even someone to gain knowledge, he is there trying to stop them from gaining that knowledge. We heard that very famous account where Iblis, shaitan, he gathers other shaitans in the ocean, and he asks them, what have you done? One says, I have made someone fornicate. Another one says, I have made someone commit murder. Another one says, I made someone steal. And then one of them, shaitans, he says that I stopped a child from going to seeking the knowledge of deen. And then shaitan, he gets off his throne and he hugs him. And the other shaitans, they are astonished that what has made Iblis hug this person? All he has done is stopped a child from going to a madrasa, from seeking the knowledge of deen. Then Iblis, he says to them, come with me, I will show you why I'm so proud of this shaitan, why I'm so proud of him stopping a child from going to the madrasa, a child from seeking the knowledge of deen. He goes and he hides at a place and he says, look, there's a ya'abid, a worshipper. He's going towards the masjid to go and perform tahajjud. And he stops that abid and he says, tell me, can Allah Azza wa Jal put the entire universe in this little bottle? Because that person, he was only a worshipper. He didn't have the knowledge of deen. He didn't seek the knowledge of deen. That person, he says, how can it be possible for Allah Azza wa Jal to put the entire universe in this small bottle? Na'uzu billah. Like this, that abid, he goes on. Shaitan says, did you see that he refused to believe in the power of Allah? Then an alim ad-deen, he's going towards the masjid for namaz-e-fajr. Iblis comes in his way and he stops him and he pours that same bottle and he says, can Allah Azza wa Jal put the entire universe in this little bottle? That alim ad-deen, that scholar, he says that it seems to me that you are Iblis, recognizing shaitan, recognizing the tricks of shaitan. My dear Islamic brothers, Iblis is firstly try to stop people from seeking the knowledge of deen and then try to divert the people of knowledge from practicing the deen. This is shaitan. And then because the knowledge of deen is a protection from Iblis, once a person seeks knowledge, he will be able to save himself, he will be able to protect himself from Iblis and the tricks of Iblis. And also, my dear Islamic brothers, today you find that a muballigh, a preacher of the deen, someone who is involved in preaching the deen, shaitan is also trying to attack him. First of all, he tries to dishearten him in so many different ways that don't go and out to serve the deen. Don't give your time. Don't travel on the Madani kafilas. How many times when we are getting ready to travel on the Madani kafilas, you find the whispers of shaitan are coming unto us, stopping us to travel in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have this duty. We have this duty. He has tried to stop us from seeking the knowledge of deen. Why? Because the Madani kafilas are great means of seeking the knowledge of deen. Shaitan, Iblis, the curse is continuously try to stop us in this way of seeking knowledge of deen. And then those who are involved in doing the work of deen, he's putting hatred amongst each other. He's putting whispers for each other. Sometimes he's putting whispers regarding the nigrans, those who are upon him. Oh, this nigran, he's only doing this to show off. There's no sincerity in his action. This is how shaitan is whispering for those people who are preaching the deen, who are trying to act upon the deen, who are trying to take the work of deen forward. Shaitan, Iblis, is trying to trick them in this way. And then if they have achieved the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they have succeeded in passing this stage, then shaitan is tricks them in thinking wrong of others and on the actions of others. Look at this person. He's only doing this action to show off. Look at this person. He's crying in his dua, places of religious gatherings. Someone is doing dua. Someone is crying in dua, in supplication. Shaitan is making others think, oh, look at him. He's doing this to show off. Look at him. He's doing this. Someone is reading namaz. Someone is doing any good action. Someone is giving sadaqah. Shaitan, Iblis, at that moment, is making us think that this person is doing it to show off. My dear Islam brothers and viewers, these are some of the tricks of shaitan. These constant tricks, this constant whispers of shaitan are falling upon our hearts, try to divert us away from the teachings of the deen, to seeking the knowledge of the deen, to acting upon the deen, to preaching the deen. All these whispers are coming onto the hearts of the believers who are acting upon the deen. Also, my dear Islam brothers, some people fall into the trap of shaitan in regards to the beliefs. Obviously, shaitan has whispered unto many people's hearts, not allowing them to accept the deen first of all. And this is why you find so many people do not believe in Allah. So many people do not believe in the last day, do not believe in the prophets, the books. They don't believe in God at all. Why? Because of the whispers of shaitan. He whispers unto their hearts, diverting them away from the belief of Allah. And those who even believe, sometimes they get the whispers of shaitan on their heart regarding having doubts regarding believing in Allah, regarding believing in the prophets, regarding believing on the last day. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, shaitan comes to any one of you and says, who has created so and so thing and so and so thing? Shaitan even says, who has created your Lord? When he disturbs you to this extent, recite A'udhu Billahi and refrain from it. Commentating on the foregoing hadith, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan rahmatullah alayhi has stated, do not even try to think of the answers to this satanic whispers. Otherwise, shaitan will ask another question, driving him away by reciting A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem. Mufti Afsami Yar Khan Rahmatullah continues to say, not every question is answered. When Shaitan did not prostrate himself in front of Sayyidina Adam ala Nabina wa salatu wa salam and gave reasons for it, Allah Azza wa Jal did not reply to them. Instead, Allah Azza wa Jal said, you get out of the heaven. Keep in mind that recite A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem is a very powerful thing. And we don't need to answer the questions of anyone and everyone. Just recite A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem when the whispers of Shaitan come. Get into this habit. And inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, save yourself from these whispers of Shaitan. These whispers are in so many different forms, so many different ways. And inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, we will continue in these silsilas of reality of Shaitan, talking about the tricks of Shaitan, talking about the whispers of Shaitan, talking about the ways of saving ourselves, the waqiyas, the stories of the awliya, the pious people of Allah Azza wa Jal, how they save themselves from the whispers of Shaitan. So my dear Islamic brothers and viewers, continue watching this silsila. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, you will benefit. And inshallah, like this, we will able to learn and save ourselves. And another very beautiful way of saving yourself from the whispers of Shaitan, every Saturday, Sheikh Tariqat Ameel-e-Sunnah Damat Barakatuhu Al-Aliya, he blesses us with his words of wisdom and Madani Muzakra. Get into the habit of watching this great wali of our time, Sheikh Tariqat Ameel-e-Sunnah Damat Barakatuhu Al-Aliya, him answering questions of many people and many whispers of Shaitan. And inshallah Azza wa Jal, connect with the beautiful environment of Dawat Islami and save yourself from the whispers of Shaitan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to act upon the deen and keep us safe and protected from the whispers of Shaitan. Ameen bi jahin nabi la ameen sallallahu ta'ala sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
I seek refuge in Allah. I seek refuge in Allah. The all-hearing.